Put Out More Flags by Evelyn Waugh. Read by Michael Maloney. Chapter 1. Autumn. In the week which preceded the outbreak of the Second World War, days of surmise and apprehension which cannot without irony be called the last days of peace, and on the Sunday morning when all doubts were finally resolved and misconceptions corrected, three rich women thought first and mainly of Basil Seale. They were his sister, his mother, and his mistress. Barbara Sothill was at Mulfrey. In recent years she had thought of her brother as seldom as circumstances allowed her, but on that historic September morning, as she walked to the village, he predominated over a multitude of worries. She and Freddy had just heard the Prime Minister's speech, broadcast by wireless. "It is an evil thing we are fighting," he had said. And as Barbara turned her back on the house where, for the most part, the 8 years of her marriage had been spent, she felt personally challenged and threatened, as though, already, the mild autumnal sky were dark with circling enemy, and their shadows were trespassing on the sunlit lawns. There was something female and voluptuous in the beauty of Mulfrey. Other lovely houses maintained a virginal modesty or a manly defiance, but Mulfrey had no secret from the heavens. It had been built more than 200 years ago, in days of victory and ostentation, and lay, spread out, sumptuously at ease, splendid, defenceless, and provocative, a Cleopatra among houses. Across the sea, Barbara felt, a small and envious mind, a meanly ascetic mind, a creature of the conifers, was plotting the destruction of her home. It was for Mulfrey that she loved her prosaic and slightly absurd husband. For Mulfrey, too, that she had abandoned Basil, and with him the part of herself which...